What's up, y'all? This is Nelson. I'm the owner and chief Cabana Boy at Cabana Boys Events. Welcome to the Cabana Boys podcast. Today, we have one of my good friends, Alan Acedo. We're going to dive deep into what he's all about, his personal brand, his experience in the fitness industry. But before we do all of that, I have two questions for you.
Two questions.
First, Alan, do you like my hat?
I love the hat, actually.
Thank you.
I was hoping to get one right when I saw it, actually.
You can't have this one.
Okay, cool.
Because it's mine. But we also don't make this one specifically.
Perfect.
But
so I can't have one at all.
You can't have one. We do have other hats on our website, Cabana Boys Apparel. This is a little plug.
Plug it up.
Cabana Boys Apparel is our apparel brand. A lot of lifestyle clothing. We have hats, shirts, sweatshirts, swimsuits, towels, tote bags, cups, glasses. Kind of just a lot of branded stuff. It's not all like this sweatshirt. This sweatshirt is available for sale. It doesn't all scream Cabana Boys. A lot of it's more like, I don't know.
It's like lifestyle, casual.
Lifestyle. Yeah. Yeah.
That's the way to go, man. You need to be able to wear it like
exactly.
Wherever you go.
So you can just wear to parties. It to yoga, to parties, grocery shopping, to the beach, to the pool. Like it's very flexible.
Just not that hat.
Just not this specific hat. Chris is our manager in Savannah.
Okay.
And he gave this to us or to me. He made like two of them, one for himself, one for me. So we have ones that are similar, just not,
cool.
not quite the
I
same.
Love it. I love it all, man. I think the vibe is cool.
Thank you. So shop.cabana-boys.com. And you can find it on our regular website too. Second question, Alan, is are you thirsty?
Dude, always thirsty.
Let's break open the Cabana Boys cooler.
Cabana cooler. So is that on the shop too? You guys offer Cabana coolers?
We should.
You really should. Yeah. You can't get all. Oh, okay, we got options. Okay.
Got options.
All right, I'm going to jump in for a Modelo. Buddy, thank you.
I'm doing a, I didn't know this was spicy.
Wait, what is that then?
It's a spicy ranch water.
I'll take that.
Okay.
I'm going to say, should I save this one for my
Ruby,
15 minutes
Rio,
later?
Rio Red Grapefruit. All right.
All right. Cheers it up.
Cheers, brother.
Cheers.
Thanks for being here.
Oh, man, it's a pleasure.
All right, so tell us about yourself, Alan.
That's good.
Wherever you want to start.
Yeah, let's start. So let's start with I've been out here in the Arizona, Scottsdale, Phoenix area for the better part of a decade. Always been in the fitness industry. Well, I should say wellness industry because I practice in multiple modalities, all different fronts. My passion in life has always been health and wellness. So
nice.
I'm always on the move. I'm always looking to empower people to do the same. You know, I'm a big lifestyle guy, holistic wellness, trying to make sure people understand that it's just like it's accessible, you know,
yeah,
and whatever they need it to be for them and their goals. Like it just gives me that like level of fulfillment that I like, you know.
Yeah,
been living it my whole life, but I like to share it. So I've been out in the Scottsdale area for again about 10 years or so. I've worked with some franchise fitness, developed a few franchises. You and I have some history in them.
Yeah.
So we can talk a little bit about that too. More recently, I've been doing some consulting as like a wellness director for some really high level apartment buildings, both here in Phoenix and in Denver. And that's been an amazing journey. So I've been offering some events that some people might know of. I have one tomorrow.
Nice.
It's Create Your Energy events.
Okay.
Yeah. So if you're in the Arizona area, you might have heard of that, but it's essentially a little bit of wellness. I kind of make you move and then we have a party.
Yeah. Yeah,
so
yeah,
Cabana
yeah.
Boys kind of should need to come through.
Yeah.
But it's great. We do everything from like pool party, slip and slide live DJ. And that's been very fulfilling as well. Just like bringing people together, community, because it's more than just fitness, you know, it's,
totally.
It's that social wellness. But yeah, I mean, I'm, you know, been doing it for my whole life. So, you know, I'm just pushing forward, trying to find and stick with the trends, have fun.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's a big, in a nutshell about me.
That's how we met is you were the head guy at F45.
The head guy, Mr. F45.
Yeah.
You know,
I think one thing that I've noticed about you is that you embody and you really like live whatever you're doing. So at the time, you're the manager at F45, and you, like you said, you were Mr. F45.
Like, yeah, people don't recognize me unless I'm in, like, gym attire.
Yeah, people say, do you know Al Acedo? Like, no. Like, do you know the manager at F45? Oh, yeah, I know that guy.
That guy. Yeah. He makes a fool of himself at on the F45 Instagram. Cool. That's me.
You're, like, always jumping around. You're high energy. Like, where do you get that?
Man, honestly, a lot of what I kind of mentioned there, it's just like, it's my passion. Like I love how like moving your body just really helps you feel awake and feeling like energized. Mm-hmm. And I think that for some people, maybe that's not the same for them, but I just, I wake up and I feel like you can go after the day, and that's where Create Your Energy came from. That's my brand. Yeah. It actually started off as my own like lifestyle mantra. I'm like, create it. Like, you know, you wake up, you're in a bad mood and stuff like that. You can easily stay in that mood.
Yeah.
Or you can change it. Right. And so some people are like, yeah, nice. Like spiritual on that. But for it is like very empowering to just have that personal belief system, that guidance system. Like, you can wake up and create your energy. And I do it on the daily, you know, not to say that I'm perfect. Obviously I have my days, but it's fortified into my lifestyle pretty hard. So,
well, energy is not necessarily like always loud and positive, right?
It could be people something think else, that for me, but right? Yeah, it's not
it could
always
be something
that.
Else. It could be more serious. It could be more somber if the mood calls for it.
True.
Like, you have to, you know, fit what's going on, right? I think another way people say that is like choose happiness, right?
Yeah, absolutely. It's a choice. Happiness is a choice. Yeah. It truly is.
Yeah. I have my stepson is 5 years old and he's like, I'm having a bad day. I'm like, I'm sorry, buddy. Like, you have the choice to turn it around. And that's much easier for like somebody in their 20s and 30s to say than a 5-year old.
He's like, but I didn't get the breakfast that I wanted. You're like, life's tough, buddy.
I made him eat an apple before he had Cheez-Its the other day.
Rough.
That was tough. That was a tough one.
You'll never do that again. Lesson learned.
That's why his day was ruined, because of that.
He's like, these are not the Cheez-Its I wanted. And you're like, okay, but relax. No, but yeah, it is. Energy is more than just like high energy positivity always, all the time. Some like false sense of optimism that most people kind of label it as. It is just like having that ability to just be present and, you know, live in the moment and, you know, try to pull yourself out of those lows if they're, you know, they're a part of what you're dealing with. But it's better to live in the highs if you can be there.
Yeah. So you're taking Create Your Energy, your personal brand, and you are giving it or instilling it in people via your events. It sounds like personal training. Anything else, like your social media presence too?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely like a social media personality that I have. You know, a lot of what I do is like mindset, motivational stuff, you know, fitness related, obviously for my fitness. For Create Your Energy itself, it's personal training, it's group fitness. I teach a lot of classes still, just a few different spots, you know, plugging those. I got some great communities at the Global. I'm still teaching some classes at the apartment buildings that I host my events at. Yeah. So both ex-Phoenix and in ex-Denver. So a few properties, those are amazing. And just some personal training on the side that I just got kicked up.
Nice.
And I mean, for me, I like to just, you know, spread it out a little bit, have some variety, and just help the people that are, you know, in need. So
yeah. What's tell us about your experience like starting up fitness franchises.
Yeah, let's go. Okay. So that was actually a big part of my career. So I've done consulting for boutique fitness as a big portion of like where I get a lot of my experience in the wellness industry. So both Orange Theory, but more recently at 45.
Nice.
I had the opportunity to get involved early on their franchise as their first location was a corporate location. Most people actually don't know that there was a location that existed before any franchise that they ended up shutting down, more so relocating, I should say.
In Scottsdale?
Yeah, North Scottsdale, actually. Okay. Pretty far north. I would say like Air Park is where you could maybe dial that geographically in. But it was really small. And through that, I was like, wow, we're cramming as so many people in this small space. So they relocated it, but offered it to a franchise. I worked with them on their initial opening and kind of got them rocking. That was like the Midtown location. Those guys, the Connor Shore and Kyle Shore brothers, they did a great job with their concept. But the one that we met at was where I probably got my foothold in the F45 development. So Scottsdale Old Town. I also had East Phoenix and Desert Ridge.
Okay.
And just really great communities for the most part. F45 was the hottest, franchise on the block, very innovative, you know, number one fitness franchise for a while, all that good stuff. And the workouts were what everybody wanted. You know, they needed a break from, not to down on any other concept, but they needed a break from running on treadmills and getting some strength training in, wanting to build some muscle, look good, especially here in Scottsdale. They love the aesthetic just as much as they love the fitness. So, F45 for, better part of 5-6 years.
And that's a long time.
Yeah, so that's why I was Mr. F45. People are like, how do you embody? And I'm like, I do it every day for a long time.
Yeah. So we were talking a little bit before we started recording about how like fitness is very saturated, right? Mm-hmm. Whether it's a big chain like F45 or Orange Theory, or if it's more of a regional or local chain, like there's a lot of those gyms out there. I was actually listening to a podcast yesterday. It was Andrew Huberman.
Yeah, we just talked about that too.
But he had a guy, Dr. Andrew Galpin on, and he was talking about the history of fitness, basically, and how forever, you know, for a long time, people were just like running, basically, yeah, like calisthenics.
That was fitness.
Right, that was fitness. And then they realized that they could change the shape of their body through bodybuilding, right? And they were starting to lift weights. And then in like the 80s, 90s, group fitness became a thing because the people wanted community and they wanted to do it in a shorter amount of time.
What concepts did they talk about in the 80s and 90s? Just curious.
Like jazzercise. Like,
I was going to say like curves.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, exactly. Cool. And then eventually like CrossFit, you know, came up, and then Orange Theory and F45. But with each one of those, there's like a pro and a con, right? Oh, yeah. Because like CrossFit is great exercise, but it also has like higher injury risk, right? Yeah.
I mean, you throw around a bunch of weight that's probably, I mean, equal to your body weight or even heavier, right? You're bound to have some injuries line up. And, you know, a lot of people are now aware of this saying, but probably don't practice it. It's like, you got to recover just as hard as you train. Mm-hmm. And if you're training as hard as a CrossFit modality would, you know, ask you to train, you're probably going to run into some injuries, right? And how do you recover from that? And most people aren't, you know, involved with a person or a therapist of anything like that. So right. They'll be like, yeah, no, I feel like I tore something. And you'll see him in the gym the next day. You need to take it easy. But yeah, lots of different concepts out there. It's super saturated, but I like to think it's a good thing, you know, like a competition, or if you think of it that way, sure. But everybody likes a little bit of something different, right? It might've started where running is the only version of fitness that was, you know, you had knowledge on, but now, because there's so many different offerings, you can sprinkle yourself in, get a little yoga, get some Pilates, CrossFit, but they all have their benefits, right? Yeah. So instead of looking at what maybe their cons are, just looking at the positives you know, apply it to your lifestyle.
So what's your, if we take like a week, Sunday to Saturday, like
you want this?
Yeah. I want to hear it.
Okay. Let's do an average week for me. An average week, because I do love to, you know, experience, you know, all types of fitness.
Yeah.
I'll do my own training, very bodybuilding, strength training-esque. You know, you see the people in the gym just kind of on their progression overload, just lifting heavy, doing their thing. And, that definitely is, one of my favorite like strongholds, but, I love classes. So I'm always dabbling in classes, whether it's going to take a friend's like Pilates reformer class that absolutely kills you.
Yeah, I've been doing that.
Oh my good. Have you?
Yeah, man.
I left there and I was like, okay, inner thighs. Like I should probably get on that abductor. But I do a lot of like group fitness classes, like HIIT style training. I feel like that's like my version of running. It's like keeps the heart healthy. You know, conditioning is, I think it also motivates me in my workouts that are like a little bit slower paced to like stay accountable, to just kind of keep that intensity to the reps, all that. So every week for me is about 8 workouts or so, 9 workouts, usually 2 a days. I try to take at least a day off, but I don't plan that day because there's always like an event or something. So like my recovery days are very active recovery. So like a yoga sesh, or just like getting out, walking, hiking when the season's right. So, you know, it is beautiful, man. I think that the biggest thing, the challenging about having all that movement without overtraining is that you got to like dial it back. You got to be aware that you can't just lift and go as hard as you can all the time. That is not sustainable.
Right.
But if you want to enjoy that and you want to be, you know, living it every day, there's ways to do it. And so I've found my balance.
Do you do, obviously like sleep is a good way to recover, but like sauna, cold plunge, naps, of that kind of stuff.
Love that. I mean, I got to say I'm not consistent with it, but I do probably dabble in it on a weekly basis.
Okay.
And I'll plug here because they're good friends of mine and they're always, you know, I just hosted an event with them, but have you heard of Reset?
I have not.
Okay, cool. So, I mean, speaking of saturated, there's a lot of cool concepts popping up from the recovery side too, but these guys are doing a great job. They have a few locations here in Phoenix, but over in Arcadia, little Reset, as far as a recovery joint, they've got infrared saunas, they've got red light therapy, they've got the cold plunges, jacuzzis, and of course the compression therapy. So you get the hips, the legs.
So is it only recovery?
Only recovery. Okay. That's all they do.
That's crazy.
So there's I have a couple other friends with some cool businesses in it too. But when I go in there, I'm just there to actually like bring it down.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like I sit in that sauna, which if you get the opportunity to just sit there for like 20, 30 minutes. It's like, oh man, I don't think I've sat still for 30 minutes, even not in a sauna. So this is great. But yeah, I mean, it's great for the recovery. Mostly for me, it's very mental, you know, getting in a cold plunge. Have you done the cold plunge? Okay. I tell people, I'm like, I might look like I'm good and composed in that thing, but that is because I don't show fear, but that is cold. There's some times where that thing's like 37 degrees.
My gym has one like built in, and it is, it is so like jarring initially. And then it's like peaks and valleys, because it'll get better. And then all of a sudden, like out of nowhere, you're like, what? I got to get out.
Your body just realizes you're like, you're not getting out. I thought we talked about this. Hands are frozen. Feet are frozen.
I go to the village, and so it's in the men's locker room. And so I go in naked sometimes. And
whoa, dang, that's next level.
Definitely,
I don't know how I feel. You can make I just got shivers.
Assumptions what happens there, but it's tough.
I imagine. I mean, but that's so like we talked about, like your body's in it, right? No matter what, you got to make that decision.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like a CYU moment when it comes like more relative to like action. Sure. So when I'm in there, I'm practicing it, right? It's just like you can't just expect yourself to stay in there. You're going to have to do the breathing rhythm that they usually teach you, try to like really slow the heart rate down, get composed, whatever it is. So there's like Wim Hof methods. There's a few other things. And the same thing, like when you get out, like your first instinct is like, get hot. Like, and there's all these options. They're like, you could literally just jump right in that hot tub, but they're like, try to warm your body up naturally. Yeah. And so, you know, what's funny is like, I don't get cold very often now. Like, and I think that there's something to be said about like that tolerance buildup, and, you know, obviously a lot of diet involved in that too, but, just like your ability to like have that awareness, that body awareness from like polar cold temperature to like hot temperatures, which we're about to get into here in Phoenix. So
I know it's warming up already. It's really nice now, but I was doing the cold plunge before my workouts.
Okay.
And I loved it, 'cause it was like an adrenaline.
Invigorating.
Like I was like, oh, let's go. Yeah.
But then I'd have straight to the bench soaking wet. I dig it.
I'd have to like warm up more, 'cause my body was like literally cold, and like my muscles felt like tighter. So I'd have to warm up more, but I did like the adrenaline rush.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's why I take cold showers. I'm sure you've heard like a lot of positives for that too, but I mean, behind that, it's like, it wakes me up. Like it really does kind of like get me ready for whatever's coming.
Do you meditate?
I do very active meditating, right? Okay. So I turn my music off. I try not to have any like noise and distractions going on. I'll admit, like, it's really hard for me to sit still.
That's what I was kind of getting at, because you are high energy.
Yeah.
Right. And I'm not as high energy, but it's really hard for me sometimes to like, just, I was doing it 2 days ago and I was like, I can't do it right now. Like, I have too much to do. I want to like go do other things. And that's, like, I just read a book called 10% Happier by Dan Harris.
I've heard of it, but I haven't read it myself.
Super good. Definitely recommend it. And it's all about like, it's a workout for your mind. And so like, if you are in a fitness class and you can't lift that weight or you can't complete that rep, it's the same thing with meditation. Like, if you feel like you need to go take a break or you feel like you can't do this anymore, the challenge is continuing to do it. Right. It is literally like you're pumping
it's
iron.
The only way that you grow, man. It's funny. I apply that to a lot of my coaching. It's less that of fitness, but I'm just like, it's the only way to grow is to keep trying and like doing it in the capacity that works for you.
Yep.
Right. So I admit that I don't like have this like ideal, like I want to sit and meditate and stuff, because the benefit has to be something that you desire. Right. Yeah. So for me, it is just the peace, the quiet, and just getting centered. And even if it is just a minute for me, I'm like, actually, okay, whew, I can breathe a little bit. But so you're in that meditation practice on a regular though? Otherwise?
I try to, you know, it's definitely like, ideally I'd like to wake up early, like sit outside, like sunrise, you know, get the circadian rhythm going and meditate then. But I'll be honest, I haven't been doing it as much.
But that's the part of the game, man. I think that like, and we talked about like my routine, I'm like, my weeks are inconsistently consistent. Like you can't really always plan to have that morning sunrise hit the eyes and stuff. And even if you have a season of it, eventually it changes, right?
Right.
You know, I always think back to the, it's a sad saying, but I'm just like, you never knew that the last time that you and your friends were out playing on the playground was going to be the last time you did it.
Yeah.
But like that type of mindset is like, just don't worry about it so far out. Just like keep being present and applying it if you can. But yeah, long story short, I'm all about the wellness practices. I think it's good. I think it's so beneficial to just like try to get little pieces here and there for yourself.
Right. So going back to the franchise stuff.
Yeah, we got off topic there. Quick, didn't we?
How would one stand out? Because like F45 and Orange Theory, they're like on every corner, right? Yeah. So like how does an individual business owner, let's just call it that, of a franchise owner, how do they stand out?
Yeah, I mean, you could compare and contrast all the different components of the business, right? Mm-hmm. You can be like this style of workout, this type of equipment, all that stuff. But I got to say, like, I'm a big people person. Mm-hmm. I'm a big community driver. And so, you know, a lot of people want to come where people are. And I think I always use this as a reference. If you're out here in Old Town, you probably like, there's a reason why people go to the and stand in line. You're like, why are they standing in line? I was like, because there's something happening there. That's where all the energy is.
Yeah.
So for fitness and gyms, it's the full classes.
Yeah.
It's the great coaches. It's the people that like really make you feel like, you know, they're expecting you to come every single day.
Yeah.
And it's not just the trainers that give that. It's also like the accountability you get from the people that are training with you. You see them every day at the same time. And it does kind of help you like detach from the rest of your day. Most of the time it's like your obligations, your work, and things that you can't get away from because you're obligated to those. But this is like you opting in to have a good time and just take care of yourself. So I feel like that's the biggest driver for a successful franchise is having those trainers that can not only deliver an amazing class, but they can also show that care that people are showing up, that they're getting the results, and they can have those conversations because after a while it's, you know, people want results, you know, but they come for the people.
Yeah. Yeah. That's awesome. That's no surprise that those franchise owners hired you.
Thank you, man. If Mr. F45 on my resi now, it's great. No, I had some good times there. And, you know, the people are the lifeblood. It was tough for me to like leave that behind. But, you know, leaving the opportunity for other trainers to step up and, you know, have them grow into, you know, bigger leaders and things of that. So it was cool to see the transition for that studio and what they got going on.
That's
awesome. You know, challenging myself to go do it in a new environment is also really fulfilling.
Because that's what you're going to looking at doing next, right? Is being not just the studio manager, but like the franchise owner.
Yeah. So like what I'm currently, you know, I guess checking out right now is kind of owning my own concept. Mm-hmm. So stay tuned. I would say in the next year, you'll definitely see me in something where I'm, you know, really committed and bought in on, but for the idea of it is it's just for fitness, for franchising and stuff, that's what you have to do is you always got to continue to elevate. So there's some ceilings in the studio environment, and so you don't expect to keep the A player forever, right? You're like, you know, you've gone from trainer to head trainer to manager,
right?
And like you're making good money and stuff, like, but something tells me that the only, like, this is like a positive that you probably want more now, right?
Yeah.
So maybe it is time for you to grow, go do your own thing, and who knows, it's like arbitrary to have a timeline to it, but it eventually happens, right? So it's why you kind of like always are aware that that might be the outcome.
Yeah,
but that's me, man. I'm trying to get into my next phase. I'm trying to blossom into you know, studio owner now, and we'll see where that comes in the next year, like I said.
I dig it. That's awesome. So I asked you to come prepared with two truths and a lie. Let's get into the fun stuff.
Let's get into the funnies. Okay.
Do you have those ready?
I have them ready.
When
you
I ready.
Need you to drink a little, dude.
I know, sorry. Dude, so I just finished 75 hard, so I haven't drank in 75 days as of
today.
Like, no, I drank. It was last Friday.
Nelson's gonna get drunk before the end of this podcast. Yeah.
So this is the first Friday that I've had drinking. I drank last weekend a little bit, nothing crazy, but so I'm like not used to just like drinking.
Yeah, no doubt. All right,
you say
you
I'll
drink,
chug.
I'll do mine. I'm gonna keep mine very straight face, poker face, because I want to see how you do.
We'll see.
I heard you got some skills. So.
I have some experience.
Okay, here we go. In no specific order, I have two truths and a lie. Let's go with first one. I was not in my senior high school yearbook. For reasons untold.
Okay.
I lived in Costa Rica and made a living by being a snorkel tour guide.
Okay.
And I found out that I was adopted when I was 21. Three twos.
Okay, so I've met your mom, so I don't think that you were adopted. I could be wrong. I could be wrong.
Do people still have moms that are adopted?
Well, right? I know, but like you two
I didn't look, say that I would, you like, took, you two I'm look not similar. Batman. You know what I mean?
You two look similar.
Okay.
So I could be wrong at that, but
let's see it, Sherlock.
First one is the yearbook. I think that's just like, that's obscure enough that it's probably true. It's just like, that's.
Who's not in their yearbook, dude?
I don't know. Maybe.
Have you ever met anybody who's not in yearbook?
Maybe you were sick on picture day.
Is it a one day thing?
Maybe you were sick on the second picture day.
Interesting. Okay. You got to keep diving in.
Or maybe you didn't go to high school.
Dang, that's actually, that's true too.
So, or yeah, they transferred. Like there's a number of reasons.
I just didn't exist. Dude. Honestly, I came back in time shortly after. I'd had to
create
lie.
Your Alan.
They're like, when were you born again? No, man.
Okay. So I think the snorkel guide is false. That's okay. Lie.
So out of those three, yeah, not true. That one is true.
That one is true?
Yeah.
Oh, I guess I was wrong.
Yeah. So I lived in Costa Rica.
Nice.
I quit my job and did the responsible thing and take all the money that I had and left the country. Yeah. And so, my family lives out there, so I was blessed to have like a pretty good foundation to just like live my life. But my only skill is wellness. Yeah. I shouldn't say that. Sounds bad. But my favorite skill is wellness.
Okay.
And so when I got there, I needed something. You know, I couldn't just go about it the pura vida way where they all just like don't do much. Yeah. They're like, we work from like 10 to 1. Yeah. I'm like, I need early rise something. Yeah. So I actually as a part of the bed and breakfast that they run, I offered a snorkeling tour.
Nice.
We would either run and I would carry all the sacks, like kind of being that guy, so like make it easier for they could walk, or we could bike. We had bikes that they could do, and there's this cove that they could jump off this little cliff. And again, I would jump in with all the stuff and I'd swim it out. Just a beautiful cove. You can do some snorkeling. And then I took him to get a smoothie after at this little smoothie bar.
Dude, that sounds awesome.
Yeah.
Sign me up.
Yeah. That was my every other day. And I make like $15 or $20, you know. So I was like, nice, you know, pays for lunch and I don't have to.
How old are you when you're doing that?
Oh, man. I was early 20s, so like 23 probably.
Yeah. Nice. Yeah. I haven't been to Costa Rica, but I've heard amazing things.
Oh, dude, if you haven't been, you got to go. Yeah. It's such a convenient or like trip. It's not that bad.
Yeah.
But people think it's an island, which I think is funny. I'm like, not, but it's you got some beautiful beaches, you know.
Nice.
And so I spent a lot of my time on the Pacific coast, Capos, Manuel Antonio, like a private beach area. So they have like a nice marina there. It was hard to leave.
Yeah.
But I had to get back to the hustle.
Of course. Okay, so that's true.
And I also wasn't in my yearbook, which
really?
You guessed right. Yeah, I also was not in my yearbook. Honestly, that's why I said reasons untold. I could have like sworn, especially now I'm like, I don't even know. Like, how did the hell did I miss picture day? And is this going to sound bad? Like, I missed a lot of school. So
see?
Like, I'm like, they're like, oh, high school, you know, high school yearbook. Here you go. And I'm like, wait, what the? I'm not in this thing.
Yeah.
Like, that's bullshit. I'm like, did I not graduate or something? No, honestly, I must have missed picture day. But like the funny part was, is that if you do look at my senior high school yearbook, like I'm in it for like my basketball and like a couple other things. Yeah. So like I existed, you know, it's just so y'all know.
Okay. So I realized I messed up because I said,
you would have guessed right.
Yeah. I would have guessed
it was funny.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm an idiot. Got it. Yeah. See, so I was right because I have met your mom. You two look similar.
I threw you off quick, didn't I?
Yeah. And so
like, just, even adopting people.
I have half a parents. Drink and I'm just like, oh God, I don't remember how to play this game.
She's like half my size, so maybe that threw you off. You know, she's like half like up to my shoulder. So that's funny.
I have a few. I don't always do this, but
oh yes, this is good.
Let's see. Where is my list? Okay. All right, two truths and a lie. So I dislocated my kneecap doing air guitar.
Yes.
I know how to crochet, and I have a tattoo of an exclamation point on my back.
Am I allowed to ask where on the back? Is that like lower
it's
just, back?
It's on.
Target?
It's not a tramp stamp.
Okay. So I'm gonna have to say that you crochet. So that's not it. I know. I feel like that's, you know, true. How to crochet. Okay. Okay, sweet. I'm on that one. I'm like, I can just picture you sitting in that exact chair going at it. Whatever you're making, your kids are just walking out right now with all like hands.
So, just to confirm, you think that that's true?
That's a true thing. Okay. That's a true thing. So I should say the lie is probably the dislocated kneecap.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, that's true.
Damn. I was just like, dude, the exclamation point.
No, that's
true. I wanted that to be true. I should say.
The crochet is the false one.
Really?
Yeah. Oh. I do not know how to crochet.
Dude, you know what's funny is that like I felt like I recollected a time where you were like, yeah, dude, I crochet.
I'm going a little bit gray, so you know my grandpa vibes are coming.
You're
in.
Like, maybe I used to. I don't know anymore.
I crochet a hat or something. No, so I do have an exclamation point on my back. It's right on my like back shoulder. And then I did dislocate my right kneecap doing air guitar.
Where?
In college.
Yeah, obviously.
Dance floor, fraternity.
Yeah, okay, like, cool.
12:30 a.m.
That's like exactly what I pictured, yeah. Honestly. I was like, so fake air guitar, sick party. Nelson slides out like Tom Cruise and just like gets one rip and just the knee goes.
So the song was Don't Stop Believing by Journey.
Of course it was.
And I was, you know, there's a big guitar solo in that. So I just was like down, getting after it. You know, I've been playing beer pong and it was a frat party. So you know how that goes.
Yeah, yeah.
And all of a sudden, like somebody, not intentionally, but like sure. kicked the side of my knee.
Yeah, that guy took your girl home that night. Whoever it was, right. It wasn't intentional.
And I like, it didn't hurt a lot, but I reached down and my kneecap was on the right side of my knee.
Oh, dude.
And I was like,
doesn't that
out.
Make you feel like
yeah,
you're going to throw up?
I freaked out. Yeah. I was like,
I can't watch those videos.
Yeah.
People break shit.
It was, yeah, not okay. So.
So it wasn't even like a slippery when wet situation. This is like somebody out of nowhere, so drunk as hell, yes. just buckles you like
so
a
it
tight
went,
end.
I kind of like moved my knee back and it went back into place and like bounced back. But I still went to the hospital because like I wanted to make sure it was all good.
Sure.
But like I recovered.
One more drink.
I recovered and then like a couple weeks later, I was playing beer pong and I like slipped on like a wet puddle of beer.
Yeah.
And it went out again. And I was like, God damn it.
So now you wear knee braces to parties?
My knee, I don't, yeah, right. I should.
Like, why has he got that brace? That's like a level 5 brace. You'll see.
I don't wear knee braces usually, but I do have like some knee pain here and there, but it's not, I've never dislocated again, thank God.
You stopped playing beer pong.
I stopped playing beer pong, man. Yeah. Yeah, no.
I stopped rollerblading after I broke my wrist, really? Too, for the most part.
Yeah, no more.
not a lot of camp, but I was like, dang, I didn't even think about it, but I did just stop. Like,
yeah, beer pong and air guitar are off limits for me.
Yep.
Well, cool, man. Well, we're about up on time here, but cool. This is super cool having you here. Anything else you want to share with the audience about Create Your Energy or?
Yeah, I'll plug. But I mean, I just want to say thank you for having me.
Yeah,
you
for
know,
sure, man.
I feel like, you know, I love seeing what you guys are doing, the
Thanks.
Cabana Boys.
Thanks.
I feel like I'm just like a part of it anyway. Yeah. So next time you guys have like an event that allows people to come through like myself, let me know, man. And we should partner because I'm about to plug my events. Like, I have one coming up. They won't hear about it till later. So one tomorrow. And, you know, we got everything from the DJ, the slip and slide, all this. So it's like the marketing. I'm like, I have to convince you to come and do this with me. Like, why? It's like, you know, I get it. We all get in our routine. So I'm just trying to break that for people with my events. Always different modalities. So this one's like a circuit workout with some Pilates.
Nice.
So you get to try something that maybe you don't usually get into. So that's kind of a part of it. But, you know, I like to also kick people's asses a tad. So a little circuit and a little Pilates. And then we get out by the pool, enjoy the community, get to meet new people. It's like my form of networking.
Nice.
So I got one this week, this weekend. And then I actually have two next week in Denver. Everyone is different. I got like a sound healing and gentle flow one too. So it's not always me kicking your butt.
Yeah,
But yeah, the events are like a big part of what I'm doing. And you'll hear a lot more from me probably in the next year about what, you know, opening up my own spot and training, still doing some classes, all that stuff, just staying active in the community, man.
Dude, that's awesome. And they can find you on Instagram or where's the best place?
Yeah, it's literally in my personality. So Create Your Energy is my Instagram. Create Your Energy Co. is my business Instagram. So you can kind of keep up with more. I do a lot of collaborative posts. So you kind of see a lot on both just to make sure people get the info. But yeah, give it a follow. You can check out my website for some of those informational pieces too. But yeah, Create Your Energy on Instagram. You can get a hold of me, message me, all that good stuff.
Cool. Awesome, man. Let's get a let's go. But
oh, yeah. I was going to cheers you, but you're right. I'm going to cheers first.
Cheers.
Yeah, baby. And the signature, what he's asking for, the let's go, baby.
Thanks, y'all, for listening.
Thank you for listening to the Cabana Boys podcast. Please like and subscribe to get new episodes as they're released. Write to the show by sending an email to thecabanaboyspodcast@gmail.com. You can find the video version of the show on YouTube at the Cabana Boys YouTube channel. The Cabana Boys and all other related brands are also on Instagram and TikTok at Cabana Boys Podcast, The Cabana Boys, The Cocktail Cowboys, and The Cocktail Boys. This has been a T-Door production.